This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Dave Wasserman joins us on the program. He is the house editor at the Cook Political Report, online at cookpolitical.com. Dave, how are you, my friend?
I'm hanging in there, Coy.
So are you getting any sleep these days? I mean, this is your really busy time of the year.
Right, yeah. This is a running on fumes kind of season, especially with all the attentions on congressional elections, but I relish it, and I'm looking forward to working hard over the next couple weeks and taking, hopefully, a nice vacation after November 2nd.
So what's the latest from where you sit? What's going on?
Well, we're evaluating where the parties are spending, because this is really getting down to crunch time. We're really seeing the hands that each party is holding as far as the cards that they'll be able to play for the rest of the cycle. There's been a year-long effort, really more than a year-long effort underway on the part of both parties to identify which of their opponents have baggage that can be exploited in the final months of the campaign. So we're starting to see races all over the country turn nasty, turn negative. And that's about what we would expect.
It's interesting that Democratic incumbents, including right here in the 5th District, seem to be running the more negative campaigns, running against Washington, against their own incumbency, it would seem. Is that kind of messaging gaining any traction?
No, I don't think it's working to a great extent. And I think the challenge Democrats face is that they're essentially tied to Washington by their voting records, and that's something that Republicans and their outside allies are pointing out. It's very difficult to paint this election as a choice between the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, as many Democrats are seeking to do, when, in fact, the Republican Party is not necessarily on the ballot as a whole. Their individual candidates are on the ballot, and they can run as their own man or woman and tailor their message to each district they're running in and tie the Democratic incumbent to their party leadership in Washington through their voting records.
We're talking with Dave Wasserman of the Cook Political Report, online at cookpolitical.com. Dave, the latest poll, the Washington Post ABC News poll released today, shows Republicans still favored by likely voters 49% to 43% over Democrats, and yet Democrats look like they are gaining some ground, which is interesting.
Well, I don't look to these polls as a great indicator of what's happening. I tend to focus on more of the district-specific dynamics, because I feel like these generic ballot polls of who are you going to vote for if the election were held in your district today, the Democrat or the Republican, at least at the national level, these polls are very fickle. They shift back and forth every couple of days. Even Gallup has it all over the map and has shown anything from a 6-point Democratic lead to a 10-point Republican lead and a tie. It's clear that Republicans are more enthusiastic about voting, but I think by Election Day, that enthusiasm gap is likely to narrow as Democrats kind of wake up and realize that there is an election happening. So I think it's more valuable to look at the race-by-race polls and how things are shifting that way.
So when you do that and you look race-by-race across the country, how is it shaping up? What's the new Congress likely to look like based on your studies?
Well, I think we're most likely headed for a split Congress at this point, and that's unusual. That's rare. It's possible that we could see the House flip to Republicans and the Senate remain in Democratic hands. And I don't think it would be possible for that to be the other way around, but Republicans are likely to gain 40 seats they need to pick up control of the House. I still think it's most likely that they'll gain between 40 and 50 House seats. I don't think 50 to 60 seats is what we're talking about right now, but I think Republicans are more likely to gain more than 35, for example, than less than 35. In the Senate, I think Republicans are likely to gain up between 7 to 9 Senate seats. And what we've noticed at the Senate level is that this narrative of the Tea Party cannibalizing the Republican Party has really stood out at the Senate level in terms of folks like Christine O'Donnell and Joe Miller winning surprising victories in primaries. but it really hasn't taken hold as much at the House level, which is why Republicans are on track to get what they need to pick up the House.
We're talking with Dave Wasserman. He is the House editor at the Cook Political Report. You can learn more online at cookpolitical.com. Dave, your old homestead here in the 5th District, Democratic incumbent Tom Perriello really attacking Republican nominee, Virginia State Senator Robert Hurt. Where do you see this going?
I think Robert Hurt has a substantial advantage in this race, Coy, and I know a lot of Democrats in Charlottesville would point out that the pundit class had underestimated Perriello in 2008. I plead guilty to that, but at the risk of underestimating him again, I would say that Hurt is the favorite based on the evidence we're seeing. Look, all of the registration at UVA that occurred in 2008 to bring new Obama voters out to the polls had a significant effect on Perriello's very thin race, very thin margin over Virgil Goode in 2008. Not only does Perriello lack a foil like Goode in this race, but he won't be able to count on that kind of turnout dynamic. He's already kind of maxed out in Charlottesville. He had won close to 80% of the vote in Charlottesville. I don't think he'll be able to match that kind of turnout this time around. And it's hard to see which other voters he convinces to come to his side in what is a really polarized district when you add up Charlottesville and Southside.
So the efforts to get out the vote that we're seeing, from the White House on down,
right,
you don't really think that's going to be enough for folks like Tom Perriello?
Well, look, there's no magic email list that President Obama or Democrats have that can turn the contour of this election in a different direction. As much as Democrats point to their efforts to phone call and door knock and robocall and email, elections are really driven by how enthusiastic a party is feeling about voting and who's more likely to show up at the polls. Someone who is okay with the way things are going, or someone who's upset with the status quo. And that's why we're seeing more Republicans express excitement about coming to the polls. And kind of the default in the 5th District is a pro-Republican turnout, even in a neutral year. And this is a Republican year.
Dave, thank you so much for making some time for us. I appreciate
it. Thanks very much, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.